Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. He's Jason Inman. I cut you off like you do to me. But you already knew that because you're amazing patrons and you give us money to hear this amazing extra podcast and you know exactly how this is going to go down.
Why does Ashley always interrupt Jason?
Oh, I was like, is he being a spider or a commenter?
No, I'm running a comment.
Don't at me.
All right, so we just got done talking about Spider-Man Homecoming and gave a full spoiler review, and now we're going to talk about Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben.
He makes good rice.
And his rice was not in that movie at all, even though it would be in the bodega.
That Uncle Ben is married to Aunt Jemima. It's my favorite joke. Mm-hmm.
So, Ashley, if we are going by how the Marvel Studios studio operates... we know that they're going to cast the name. Mm-hmm. They're not going to cast a nobody as Uncle Ben. And I'm very certain that we're going to see Uncle Ben in a future movie and he's somehow going to relate to the plot. Either even it's by, I heard this idea, somebody online said maybe Mysterio could be a villain of a future movie and use visions of his Uncle Ben. Or you could do something like maybe the chameleon uses the face of Uncle Ben to commit crimes.
I will say, fun fact, the other nerdy people that we've been talking to, either leading up to or post Spider-Man Homecoming, everybody wants to see Mysterio, and I didn't realize that there was this much of a fan enthusiasm for that character.
It's because he has a really cool visual, basically.
The fishbowl?
Yeah, and he was supposed to be the villain of Spider-Man 4 with Sam Raimi.
I did know that, yeah.
The Vulture and Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mysterio is a member of the Sinister Six, so...
That's true.
If we're setting up the Sinister Six, where's Mysterio?
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing is, you think about, too, there's another thing I somebody talked about, is that if the Vulture has been selling weapons for 8 years, you basically could have almost every single Spider-Man villain is out there in the universe.
And they're equipped.
And they're equipped, and they've just been staying quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, who do you want to make Uncle Ben?
I have two choices.
Great, let's hear them.
And they're both, to be honest, more in the Warner Brothers school of thought than in the Marvel school of thought. They're both called...
Ashley.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think we could do that. Warner Brothers, DC and Marvel hate each other.
Right, they do. And I work for DC.
Even though Tom Hardy is playing Venom.
Yes.
Bane is playing Venom.
I don't work for DC. Yeah, so they're both people who have already appeared in Spider-Man movies before, but are age appropriate.
You're trying to do like a Supergirl Smallville.
I'm doing a legacy thing here.
Oh, okay. Tobey Maguire.
So my first choice. Well, now that you made the joke, Tobey Maguire is 42. Marissa Tomei is 52.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know if people think that's weird, but I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibilities that maybe, you know, Aunt May's got like a cool, hot, you know, younger Uncle Ben relationship going on. And I just think it would be a really neat homage. And, you know, if Peter Parker's supposed to be 15, despite Tom Holland being in his 20s, there's no reason why he couldn't have an uncle or a parent who was in his 40s.
There's no...
And I think Tobey Maguire is a good actor.
Is it another thing, like, you pick Tobey Maguire to kind of, like... Because this Spider-Man universe kind of subverts expectations in terms of age and race and stuff like that. And making Uncle Ben younger
than Aunt May
would do another thing like that. That is an interesting choice.
It'll never happen. Neither of mine will ever happen.
It will never happen in a million years.
But I think it would be nice.
They're not going to make a previous Spider-Man. Now, I could see them doing a cameo with Toby, but they'll not cast him as Uncle Ben.
No. But I looked him up and I was like, oh, he is age appropriate.
Ms. Tomei is 52.
She's 52, yes. Right. For the sort of current continuity that we have in the current ages, like, he could totally work.
Who's your other choice?
My other choice is Bruce Campbell. Because I wanted someone, and I mentioned this on the main podcast, I wanted someone who could wear a ponytail. And, like, pull it off. And I think Bruce Campbell could totally wear a ponytail.
You think Bruce Campbell can pull off a ponytail?
Interesting
thought.
A fun fact.
I don't think he can.
I don't think any man can pull off a ponytail. I'm sorry to our...
Clark Kent can.
Sorry to our ponytail-wearing listeners.
From 93 to 96.
He did it
in the comic
books. Stop it with the man buns. It's not cute.
I didn't say anything about man buns. I said ponytail.
Yeah, no. If men want to have long hair, it should be like flowing locks. It's like Aragorn hair or nothing.
Okay. Fair point.
But Bruce Campbell is completely age appropriate. He is a callback to the Sam Raimi era of Spider-Man characters, but in a much smaller and, for many people, I think less recognizable way. It would be a more subtle nod.
Yeah.
And you know he would do it.
Yeah,
you know he would take it.
They would never cast them.
No, never. But I think it would be fun. How about you? What are your realistic casting choices?
Yes, I have very realistic casting choices. Although the one that I would love to see play it, I think will never get cast. The first two, I have three choices.
Okay.
I'm only going to mention him because I think he is who they're going to cast. I think it's going to be John Hamm.
Yeah.
I think they're going to cast John Hamm as Uncle Ben just because, again, he knows a lot of those people. He's friends with all the filmmakers, and he's a New York-based actor. So that's what makes me think it's going to be John Hamm.
It's funny. I wanted him to be Batman for a long time.
Yeah, he has been a decent Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd make a better Two-Face, but there you go.
I think that's a great... I'd cast him right now.
Yeah, he could be...
He's a peer of Mr. Affleck.
He'd be a very appropriate modern Two-Face.
That'd be cool.
I think it's going to be John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, even thinking about him and the Marissa Tomei, like, they look very... They have a good look.
They do. They both look very Italian together.
And so I think it's going to be John Hamm. I think a better choice would be Kyle Chandler.
I love Kyle Chandler.
From Friday Night Lights.
From Bloodline.
And Bloodline. and Early Edition. You remember that amazing show? And
I also think he would have been a good Superman back in the day.
Maybe.
For like your Lois and Clark level Superman, I think so.
But I think Kyle Chandler has like the heart to bring it on. Like imagining him in the scene in the rubble where Uncle Ben would have been there, like Kyle Chandler would have killed it. Because they are going to make it a name. Because when the camera flips around, they want people to recognize who it is.
Yeah.
Who I think would be astounding and would make us cry our flipping hearts out is my next choice.
Mm.
And also would fit in with the changing the expectations of who these characters are.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a hair too old, though. That's the problem with it.
Doesn't matter.
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, Jimmy Smits!
I think Jimmy Smits...
He could also wear a ponytail.
...would be an amazing Uncle Ben.
Yeah, he would.
And I can just see
he's 60.
Yeah, so he's maybe go ahead and Google. Look up on your Google phone.
But I don't think he's that much older than...
Yeah, he might be a hair too old, is what I'm saying. But he has the heart and the drive, and also it would do the thing where he'd be the another father of another genre character, which would be amazing. But Jimmy Smits, I think, would just bring so much power to that role, and you would like, I can see the flashback scene right now with Jimmy Smits and Marissa Tomei and a 10-year-old kid as young Peter, and you're crying. And then also, you know that whenever they cast this Ben, we're going to see his death scene again.
He is 61 years old.
So he's 10 years older.
He's 9 years older. So I still think that is that's an appropriate age difference.
So it's within the realm of reason. It's within the Tobey Maguire age difference.
But you're right. Like, you know, Uncle Ben doesn't necessarily have to be white.
Uncle Ben is not Peter's blood father.
Yeah. So.
It's not even a term, blood father.
Biological father.
Blood father. I like blood father.
You're
better.
Going a little Klingon there.
I am your blood father.
I actually don't know how Peter's related to Aunt May and Uncle Ben. I don't know which one he's. It must be.
Aunt May is Mary Parker's sister.
Okay.
Mary is Peter's father.
Okay.
So that is the relation. May and Mary are sisters. Mary is the younger sister of May.
What's Ben's last name?
I think it's...
But if it's Parker, then it has to be the men, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I'm stopping to think about it. I've literally never known how they were related.
Yeah,
May Parker?
Is
that the kid?
Now you're making me question it.
Ooh, I don't know. I honestly don't. There are people screaming at their phones right now.
I'm so sorry. May and Mary were sisters.
Mm-hmm. I might be conflating it because Mayday Parker, like Peter's daughter, is May Parker. I don't know.
All right. According to Wikipedia, Benjamin Ben Parker. All right. Well, that really knocks me out. Yeah, you're right. What? That makes sense.
Do Mary and May have a secret sister named Martha?
Oh, my God.
What?
I can't believe I missed this.
Tell me.
May's maiden name is Riley. That's where Ben Riley gets his name.
Oh, that's right. We knew that. Sorry, listeners.
So Ben and Richard are... But, God, you know, in the ultimate version, I'm certain that May says my sister.
So Ben has to be Caucasian if Peter's father is Caucasian. And Tom Holland is super Caucasian.
Within reason.
Which is a bummer. Fuck that. Cast Jimmy Smits anyway. But I was trying to think if we could open up casting to like an African-American gentleman or an Asian gentleman.
No, we got to keep it. We got to keep it white. Interesting. Well, let me vamp a little bit and talk about my choices real quick, or your choices, or where do you think, when do you think we'll see Uncle Ben in the movies? Let's talk about that. And then I'm going to try to figure out why I thought May was Mary's sister, which I'm certain.
I really thought we were going to see him in this movie, or a photo of him in the wall, or like anything. I guess what we're probably... Because we're not going to see Ben in Avengers, because Spider-Man is going to have a similar, if not smaller, role to what we saw in Civil War. Because they're going to highlight the characters that they own. They're going to highlight the original, you know, the sort of main 5 to 7 characters. So there's just not enough room, I think. First of all, I think there's going to be way too many characters, but there's not enough room to cover that level of emotional depth for a single character who's not Iron Man or Captain America. I think we're likely to see Uncle Ben in Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Spider-Man Goes to Prom. As to where that happens, I think that's a more interesting question, because the logical thing would be to do a flashback. But I don't know if we need a flashback.
We're going to see the death of Uncle Ben again.
If we do, I would rather see a flashback to sort of like what you were talking about. I would rather see a flashback to... when Peter came to live with them, like a child.
Okay, so I just looked it up.
Okay.
In the Ultimate Marvel version, which is the version that I'm rereading right now, May is the sister of Mary Parker, wife to Ben Parker. So
he just happens to have the
same. So the brothers and the sisters married each other in the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, that's cute.
So the two brothers and the two sisters.
Okay.
Which is interesting, a little contrived.
A little contrived, also a weird way to just be like, design the characters once and then change their clothing. Ah.
Yeah, because by the way, there is a weird, back in the day when Icon at Marvel started, and where they let creators like create these new series, like Brian Michael Bendis brought Powers over and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mark Miller did this series called Trouble. Have you heard of Trouble?
No, I've not.
So there was a miniseries called Trouble. It has 4 issues, and it kind of like irked everybody, because it was in the early 2000s. I think it's 2002, 2003, and the covers were all like girls in swimsuits looking at the camera.
Great.
Like actual pictures, right? And it was
like actual photographs?
Real people.
Great.
Those were all the covers, like pinups, stuff like that. Anyways, it was a 4-issue miniseries about these two couples in high school going on like this spring break trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out by the 4th issue that the older couple, who is named Ben.
Oh, and May.
And May had a baby. And May freaked out and was like, we can't raise a baby. We can't do it. And convinced her younger sister, Mary, and her husband or her boyfriend, Richard, to take the child and raise it as their own. And it was revealed that was Peter. Like, so it was the idea that this was the secret origin of the real secret origin of Spider-Man.
I'm going to take a hard stance here. That's stupid.
Yes, everybody has basically rejected that miniseries as complete crap. It is complete crap because it's
you know, but I would be interested in like flashback stories of them when they were younger characters, because they're good enough characters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't all have to revolve around Peter.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea, too, that Richard and Mary are S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, or they're related to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, really?
I do.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Well, in the Ultimate version, they're scientists for S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
and they explain that that's the reason why Nick Fury takes an interest in Peter Parker, because he kind of feels he's repaying his dead agents.
Does Spectacular Spider-Man? No, it doesn't do that. The cartoon.
I don't remember what it does. They usually avoid the parents like the plague, because anytime you evolve the parents, it gets really uber complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
but I know Amazing Spider-Man 2 had like a scene in a plane.
Well, his parents have always died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Is always.
But you saw it in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also a deleted scene for Amazing Spider-Man 2 where the dad survives, and it's really dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2, really dumb.
They have a murder wall.
Yes, they do. They have a serial killer yarn wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where Peter like talks, has pictures of his dad, and he becomes obsessed about his dad, where he's tying yarn to everything. I don't know. Where's this conversation gone?
Into Peter Parker's complicated familial history.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
So Bruce Campbell, huh?
Yeah.
And Jimmy Smith. I'm going to race really Ben's ass. I don't care.
You're going to, oh, great. Go for it.
Uncle Ben is Hispanic.
Sure.
Maybe
he's got a different dad or a different mom.
And maybe he's a foster kid.
Yeah, great. Maybe he's adopted. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to explain it.
Yeah. Jimmy Smith's for all of the dad, mentor, grandfather roles ever. He's amazing.
He should be, we should retcon him as, he's Zeus in Wonder Woman.
Great. Super.
So now he's Wonder Woman's dad.
I think he'd be actually a better Apollo or Hermes if I was going to cast him in Wonder Woman.
He should be Zeus.
Great, he could be Zeus.
The only other god we're ever going to see in those movies is Zeus.
If that.
You know, like, because they're all supposed to be, unless we introduce like a new god.
I'll tell you what's a completely unnecessary Star Wars solo series that I would actually be interested in seeing. I'd watch a Bail Organa movie before I'd be interested in like the Han Solo mess that's going on.
Never going to happen.
I would watch it though.
It would just be him like rolling around on the cruiser.
I totally just wanted
being like, hey, did you wipe those droids' memories? Yes, I did. Okay, do it again.
It'd just be like him and...
don't forget the astromech droid.
And Mon Mothma, like, doing, like, real boring spy stuff, but I would watch it.
It would be. It'd be them politicking and really boring.
Great. They made three prequels about that.
Leia, you broke out of your room again?
It's like the workplace comedy. Wah, wah.
Yep. Yeah. I've always, you know, but if you're going to do that, well, we are way off a Spider-Man subject now. But if you were going to do like a Leia series, to me, it'd be like show her having force powers, but you can't explain them. Like she can unlock her door, which should be impossible from the inside.
The Ahsoka book that came out last year ties into that a little bit. Like what happens to the force sensitive children when there's nowhere for them to go. And you do see 2-year-old Leia getting up to some nonsense in Bail's office.
Oh.
If you're thinking about reading it, that's pretty much the best part of the book.
No, nope,
unfortunately.
I'm not going to.
Well, I was speaking to our multitude of listeners.
Nobody listens to this. If you do listen to this, by the way,
tweet us
at hashtag Bail Organa.
Solo movie.
Solo movie. Yep. Bail Organa solo movie. That's Bail, B-A-I-L.
That's true. Like a bail bond.
Yep. God, that's where you took it.
Well, what else would you compare it to?
I don't know. You got nothing. Like bail, like pale. It's not doesn't work.
It's not the same at all.
Oh my God, Ashley, stop. All right, guys. Thank you so much for our Star Wars related Peter Parker, Spider-Man,
they both
Homecoming.
Start with S and they're both owned by the same parent company.
We really went off the rails with this one. Thank you so much for your support over at Patreon. It's because of people like you that helps the stuff happen. So, yeah, thank you so much. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
See you later.